Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United Airlines pilots overwhelmingly voted against a tentative contract offer that could spell trouble for the holiday travel season. The Airline Pilots Association said 94% of its roughly 10,000 pilots voted against a roughly 14.5% pay increase, enhanced overtime, and training pay. North Korea's military fired roughly a dozen missiles Wednesday. One did cross the disputed maritime border with South Korea for the first time since the countries divided in 1948. The short-range ballistic missile that Pyongyang fired landed some 37 miles from the South Korean city of Sokcho, causing air raid sirens to blare. Twitter's new owner and self-described Chief Twit announced Twitter will be increasing its subscription fees. Elon Musk says you can complain all you want. It will still cost you $8 a month for the Twitter Blue verified service. The Supreme Court on Tuesday rejected Republican Senator Lindsey Graham's petition to temporarily block a subpoena seeking his testimony as part of a Georgia probe into the 2020 election. Graham claimed he is shielded from such probes as a sitting senator. The Supreme Court ruled that only applies to his role in a legislative process. Court documents reveal two Iowa teenagers are charged with killing their high school Spanish teacher last year over a bad grade. Today, a judge will hear arguments on whether to suppress any of the evidence against Willard Miller and Jeremy Goodell, who are all charged with murdering high school teacher Noma Graber in the small town of Fairfield. That's about a 90-minute drive south of Cedar Rapids. A lunar eclipse next Tuesday will be visible across the United States, beginning about 10 p.m. in Honolulu and 3 a.m. on the East Coast. The blood moon coincides with Election Day. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
President Biden's threat to tax oil and gas companies to push them to lower their prices. Representative Nancy Mace on Newsmax says Biden doesn't know anything about the business.
Well, it's very clear that Joe Biden doesn't know anything about business or how they operate. Gas oil prices were up long before Russia invaded Ukraine. And in fact, due to the pandemic and disruptions in the supply chain, are one of the reasons that prices have gone up over the last 2 years. There's also when there's scarcity in the market, i.e. when Saudi Arabia cut oil production.
We're coming down to the wire before the midterm elections on Tuesday. Let's catch up with Tim Berg.
Campaigns are making their final push as Election Day is next Tuesday for the 2022 midterms. From Georgia to Arizona and Pennsylvania to Nevada, all eyes are on the battleground states that will determine which party controls Congress for the next 2 years. Republicans are ahead of Democrats by 2 points on a generic congressional ballot. Kathy is from Pennsylvania, and she tells Fox News she's switching parties for the first time.
I've been a lifelong Democrat, but I'm here to tell you today that I'm flipping to Republican. I can no longer follow this party. Absolutely not.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The day is approaching when NASA's Mars InSight lander will fall silent, ending its history-making mission to reveal secrets of the red planet's interior since 2018. The end is expected to come in the next few weeks. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Happy hump day. It is Wednesday all over the world. Good to have you with us. This headline here is shocking to me. If you've been following this at all, two champions, I believe, that have been, you know, doing everything they can to find out what the heck happened in 2020 with the election. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about that, and then, you know, because people are still wondering. I mean, we got 60% of the country, you know, saying, "Wait a minute, something's off. Something's not right about the election." Of course, now everybody's an election denier, or they're, you know, it's Republicans. Democrats have been denying elections forever, and that's okay. But, you know, now the Republicans go, "Wait a minute," or anybody that has a doubt about the results of the election, you know, we're deniers. And at least we've had two people who have championed the cause on our behalf to get down to it. Now, you think, you know, as I said before, you know, they're quick to say anybody that has a different view of what happened in 2020, that they are election deniers, but yet they don't present any proof to say that here's the evidence of why Joe Biden got 80 million votes. This is how it happened. I mean, here's a reasonable explanation of how Joe Biden got 80,000 votes doing a campaign, you know, out of character, out of a normal situation, not going out having campaigns, whatever interaction he had with the crowd, all in the name of COVID. Oh, you got to understand COVID, you know. So, and of course, the cameras were really careful not to show the audiences. It wasn't much. I mean, there'd be just a, you know, maybe a dozen people at a campaign stop for Joe Biden. Whereas Trump, on the other hand, you know, just thousands of people showing up in the rain and whatever. Rick Manning is with us right now, and so I want to bring him in to, you know, talk about what's going on here. Hey, Rick, you know, I just started to share with the audience about, I don't know if you read this, but Greg Phillips and Katherine Engelbrecht, you know, the ones, the leaders from True the Vote, were put into jail yesterday for not complying with a judge's order to identify a person behind data at the heart of their claims of a conspiracy involving China. Now, you know, I've had it up to here, this idea. Everything is claimed, you know, before we went through a couple of years of anonymous reporting. Then we got conspiracies. And it's amazing all the conspiracies that we had over COVID, how they played out. And they actually were not conspiracies at all. They're really true. And that is the interesting thing about how even the media is so quick. In this particular case, happens to be Reuters using this, you know, language that I think is, you know, very one-sided. But anyway, it's all a conspiracy. Anybody that denies, you know, that goes along with denying, and of course, the big lie. Well, what is the big lie? You know, if their lie is the big lie, does that make that the bigger lie? I mean, you know, and all we're trying to do is ask, we're asking a question, and I'm waiting for the evidence, you know, from the Joe Biden campaign, from our government, whoever's in charge here to say, in fact, this is what happened. Joe Biden reasonably got 80 million votes because here's the evidence of how he did this so that it could be a settled issue. But for 2 years, in the midst of all the pain we're going through, we're called deniers, we're called names, we're rejected, we're invalidated, and nobody is answering the question. And now we have people out there trying to find answers and present ideas, and now they're thrown into jail. I guess this is the new normal for America, is that if you're not on the Biden team, well, you're in the jail team.
This is perhaps one of the most, I'm going to speak in measured tones here because I am beyond irritated. I could use a lot of other words, but Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips, Catherine in particular, is somebody who was harassed by Lois Lerner and had her every aspect of her life turned upside down by the federal government. Because she tried to start a Tea Party group, mm-hmm. back in 2011.
Right.
She testified before Congress, exposing Lois Lerner, what the IRS was doing, has been subjected to attack after attack as a result of that. She's got a group called True the Vote, whose whole objective is to try to make certain we have honest elections. Mm-hmm. Reasonable objective. Thoughts?
Right.
Not allowed to. And she did this crazy thing. They went off and they said, who's actually has the database? Who has the contracts for various election misdeeds? And by the way, they're the ones who are behind Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht. They're the ones who did the research that created the 2,000 Mules movie.
Right.
So they're a target. They painted a target on their back. And so Connect, which is a company out of Michigan, which has contracts with about over 30 states to create databases for their election workers. And Connect apparently has put those databases in Chinese servers. And as a result, they're not secure. And the people who actually conduct the elections, pretty important group if you want to have fair elections and not have them be harassed by people from a foreign country. So
that on its face is ludicrous. Anything that exactly. Especially like that is done outside of our own country, that is absurd.
And the fact that we have our election data on the cloud in the first place is a problem. But that's all that being said. So Connect then sues Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips for making this assertion. They demand that they find out who leaked to them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they said, if we give you the name of the person, the name and identity of the person who we communicated with, they will be killed.
Yes.
Okay. They will die, and we're not going to do it. And so the company that has multiple federal government or state government contracts, who may or may not have complied with those contracts, are suing in federal court, and apparently, they have absolute power and rights in federal court, and Catherine and Greg are going to jail because they don't want the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, to find out who is leaking information so they can be put in a gulag at best.
Exactly. Well, on top of that,
they're the ones in jail. Connect is in jail. You know, we haven't seen a single person who's responsible for voter fraud in this country on the left go to jail. We haven't seen those people who we saw put up signs and make it so you couldn't observe voters. We haven't seen those people who shut down the counting so they could get the observers out so they could count in private for a few hours in Fulton County and elsewhere. None of those people went to jail. Tesla Engelbrecht's in jail. This is a scene.
Yeah, exactly. And, Rick, even people that blatantly broke the law, they defied the law. They defied court orders, even up to the Supreme Court. They defied it and did it their own way, and nobody's in jail. Oh, by the way, the informant supposedly is an FBI informant. So you ready for that?
It's nuts. Got to go to break.
More from Rick after this. Stay with us.
We've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Afghanistan is experiencing a mental health catastrophe right now. Young girls in particular are being faced with severe anxiety and depression as many are forced out of schools and into arranged marriages. Consequently, they struggle with feelings of worthlessness and isolation. We at the Tide Ministry are working to use our gospel radio broadcast to bring the love of Christ to those who may not have heard the good news before. By showing them that a powerful, loving God sacrificed himself for them, listeners learn how important they are to Christ and will see those around them, including their daughters, in a different light and take their mental health seriously. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Afghanistan who need to know that God values them and has provided a place of belonging for everyone who believes in Christ, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. I guess you can classify me as one of the deplorables or, election denier. I guess a proponent of the big lie, you know, whatever names they want to call. But it's amazing whether we're talking about, COVID. We talked about, anything that we've been dealing with in the last couple of years of inflation, our economy, the borders and everything that we've been accused of being deniers on, data deniers and everything. It's interesting and ironic how the things that we have been reporting on are true. They're not conspiratorial. We're doing the job that everybody should be doing, and that is we're critically thinking and critically asking questions that need to be asked about what's going on. This is why the 2020 election is not going to go away, because it is a burr in 60% of American saddles, because they know that something's not right. It doesn't make sense. And every time somebody gets close to the question, it's kind of like Rick Manning. It's kind of like the JFK assassination. You know, anytime somebody got close to the JFK assassination to really revealing what went on, suddenly they came up dead. And when you research the amount of people that died researching, JFK's assassination, I mean, we're talking, hundreds of people? I mean, how bizarre is that? I mean, what does that seem to indicate in any kind of reasonable mind about the JFK assassination? I think it would lead one to believe that we haven't gotten the whole truth and nothing but.
Yeah, I think that's true. There's a lot of... everybody has their own theory, but the fact of the matter is, Jim Garrison, who was the New Orleans prosecutor who looked into it, was highly skeptical. He's a third party. He didn't have a dog in the fight. He wasn't involved in any of this stuff. He just was trying to get to the bottom of his American citizen.
Right.
And he came away highly skeptical, and a lot of what he wrote was in the Oliver Stone movie. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot out there on that. But, in terms of what we're talking about, and this is where it just gets frustrating as heck, the system protects itself.
Okay. Yeah.
But at its core, if the people of America can't be certain that their elections are fairly held and fairly won or lost, if they are not allowed to have certainty of that fact, if they're just told to shut up and sit down rather than when legitimate questions are asked, when that happens, it tears the fabric. It destroys the fabric of the whole country.
Exactly.
Because free and fair elections are essential for our nation to survive. And all these people who keep running around saying, oh, it's a threat to democracy. Well, you know what a threat to democracy is? First of all, we don't have a democracy, but apart from that, you know what a threat to democracy is? Threat to democracy is when you have ballots cast and they won't show their numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Trust, when they say trust us, it was real.
Right.
Okay. It's a threat to democracy when outcomes don't match anybody's the observable phenomenon out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a threat to democracy. It's a threat to democracy when Donald Trump loses by supposedly 5 to 6 million votes, and yet down ballot, Republicans actually pick up votes in the House of Representatives. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't happen. So there are, when you have facts that are not congruent, it's reasonable to ask, what happened with this election, particularly with all the things we saw going into that 2020 election. And the fact that in 2021, the left has utterly refused and continues to refuse to allow independent observers to go in and take a look at the Dominion machines to determine a couple things, simple things.
Mm-hmm.
What access was gained to the machines during the voting process that was outside of the actual voting.
Yeah.
If you put in a vote, did it count the right way?
Mm-hmm.
No, those are simple things that you should be able to validate after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
And the simple fact that a year and a half, 2 years later, we still haven't gotten that done.
Mm-hmm.
Because there have been court case after court case, and Dominion's fought for the right to privacy and the like. And No, you sold a machine to the public, and the public
exactly.
owns the machine.
Exactly.
But somehow we haven't been able to do that. And when the easiest way to solve questions about an election is to show your hand.
Mm-hmm.
If you're playing poker,
right.
and you're sitting there playing poker, and you say, I got four aces, you know, trust me, I got four aces, I'm collecting the pot. And people say, no, you got to turn your cards over. And you refuse to turn your cards over.
Yeah.
You know, in the old West, that's called getting shot.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a, so, you know, we have a reason to expect transparency in our elections. The mm-hmm. failure of the Democrats to have, to allow for transparency in these elections to show, yes, this is, there were 82 million votes or whatever there were for Joe Biden, to show that,
mm-hmm.
say, and their inability to actually, you know, show that the election was fairly held. And their unwillingness to even discuss it, just say, out of hand, you're a denier and you don't have a right to have a voice,
mm-hmm.
is the threat to democracy.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Because they're effectively trying to shut down half of America from mm-hmm. having a voice in the elections, discourage mm-hmm. those people.
Well,
out there, do mm-hmm. discourage you have to go out and vote. Right. Do not let anybody tell you it's all rigged. We mm-hmm. have to win this election. We have to win it so overwhelmingly that the left cannot deny the outcome.
Well, they just can't cheat enough. We've got to force their hand. Go ahead and cheat. Cheat to all hell, you know. But we've got to overcome that. That's how you overcome the bad, is you make sure the pure and the healthy stuff gets in there. And that is a pure vote. You have a pure vote in your hand. Get it cast. Make sure it counts. Because voter suppression, I mean, it's amazing how the Democrats talk about voter suppression. Listen to their language, Rick, even from President Obama. The mainstream media, now this whole deal about the Paul Pelosi attack, the headline here is, you know, caught up. The suspect was caught up in the MAGA fantasy. I mean, here's a guy, you know, that is so far away from any of the values, he probably didn't even know how to spell MAGA. And but now the media is casting him as being caught up in this MAGA fantasy, because you gotta tie this guy in to the Republican Party and anything that's red, right? So they're doing what they can to manipulate, suppress the vote. I mean, this is blatant suppression of the vote, but they wouldn't see it that way. Because I'll tell you what, if Republicans did what they were doing and threw up a headline like this and they were able to get it cast in the mainstream media, all hell would be breaking loose from the left.
Well, this is the same thing they tried to do to Sarah Palin
mm-hmm. yes.
when Gabby Giffords was shot by a communist.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to say he was inspired by a mailer that Sarah Palin sent out. And, you know, similarly, they're trying to say that because Republicans in the same fire Pelosi
right.
inspired this guy to go in and you know what? You know what's the saddest part about all this? I probably shouldn't say this out loud, but I'm going to say it anyway. The saddest part about all this is when I first heard it, I said, I don't believe a thing they're saying.
Yeah,
I don't believe anything that's coming out of there because of a simple fact. Everything that is one of the most secure places in America. You have the Capitol Police who have watch on television what's going on at that house.
Yes.
Okay. Certainly at the doors, maybe not inside, but at the doors, you know, and at the walls. The house has a wall.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you trying to tell us? You're trying to tell us that one of the most secure places in America that a homeless guy managed to break in unobserved and then allowed Paul Pelosi to call 911.
Mm-hmm.
And then once the police arrived, there was a struggle and Paul Pelosi got hit in the head, which is horrific. Okay. It's mm-hmm. a horrific act, but I doesn't make sense
on the face. And he, Paul Pelosi calls him and says, this is my friend.
Yeah. I mean, the problem is, I don't believe them because they've lied this too many times. And if they'd taken Hunter Biden's laptop seriously, I might take this seriously. But they didn't, and I don't.
There you go. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. No doubt the conversation will continue. Keep asking those questions, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Manning has been with us.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United Airlines pilots overwhelmingly voted against a tentative contract offer that could spell trouble for the holiday travel season. The Airline Pilots Association said 94% of its roughly 10,000 pilots voted against a roughly 14.5% pay increase, enhanced overtime, and training pay. Twitter's new owner and self-described Chief Twit announced Twitter will be increasing its subscription fee. Elon Musk says you can complain all you want. It will still cost you $8 a month for the Twitter Blue verified service. The Supreme Court on Tuesday rejected Republican Senator Lindsey Graham's petition to temporarily block a subpoena seeking his testimony as part of a Georgia probe into the 2020 election. Graham claimed that he is shielded from such probes as a sitting senator. The Supreme Court ruled that only applies to his role in a legislative process. USA Radio News.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hour. Bill Martinez with you. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Bill Pascoe is going to be joining us in just a few moments. He's the Tea Party Patriots Citizen Fund Political Director and TPP's man in Washington. Boy, that's a whole mouthful to say, but I made it. I made it through. It's like you got to take that hard curve, just take on the G-force, and then you can get through all his titles and significance. Bill Pascoe, welcome. Good to have you back with us, sir. How are you?
Always remember, Bill, slow up before the curve, but accelerate through the curve.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I got to do. I got to pace that out a little bit better. And I will take, I'll take your wisdom and your suggestions here very wisely. Thank you so much.
Hey, I'm back with you.
Hey, always good. I enjoy this time together, especially getting, you know, the beltway perspective that you have. Sometimes you feel like you get too much of it on you. I mean, how do you get it off you when you get it on you?
Lots and lots of hot water, and sometimes Clorox is needed.
Yeah, sometimes just and go out there and find somewhere you can bathe yourself in the truth somehow. I mean, this whole, you know, scenario of misinformation, it's amazing how the misinformants are misinforming, claiming other people of their misinformation, and here we are. We're just like going in circles, being all confused and wondering, you know, who's giving it to me straight here, you know?
Well, you know, let's talk about that for a second. There's a new poll out in New Hampshire in the Senate race. And the good news is there are other races going on. You know, New Hampshire has two congressional districts. and they got a gubernatorial race going on. The governor of New Hampshire, the term only lasts for 2 years, so the governor's always in cycle. And we got a new poll out there that's very interesting because it's the first poll that shows the Republican candidate for the Senate, retired Air Force General Don Baldock, is actually leading incumbent Democrat Senator Maggie Hassan 48-47. And you look at that and you say, is it possible? Is it really possible? This is the first poll in the entire race that has shown the Republican candidate actually leading. And this is where it's so helpful that there's another statewide race on the ballot that you can check against. The other statewide race, of course, is the governor's race. And that shows a, I think it's a 17-point lead for Chris Sununu, the incumbent Republican governor. So you look at all the other polls and you see, well, how is Sununu doing in all the other polls? Guess what? He's got a 17-point lead on average in all the other polls. So it looks like, why would you have the governor's race right but not have the Senate race right? That wouldn't make sense. So the fact that we have another governor's race, that we have another statewide race that we could check as our baseline indicates to me that, look, you know, does Baldock have a one-point lead or does Hassan have a one-point lead? I don't care. At this point in the race, a one-point lead for either one of them is inside the margin of error. Right. And that means it's a toss-up. It's going to come down to turnout. Who's going to get out? And if New Hampshire is anything like California, Illinois, New York, or, on the other hand, Florida, Texas, Georgia, Arizona, what's happening, what we're seeing, is that Democrat early votes are not as big as they ought to be. Republican early votes are bigger than they traditionally have been. And that's really surprising because there's an effort going on all around the country at the grassroots level. Conservatives in particular are telling each other, don't vote until Election Day. Don't go early vote. Wait until Election Day. They want to walk into a polling booth on Election Day the traditional way.
Yes.
And so the fact that Republicans are anywhere near where they traditionally have been is surprising. The fact that in some places they're ahead of where they've been in previous years is remarkable. I think we've got a huge red wave coming.
Well, we've been praying to be an American wave, you know, because, you know, we've had enough of this, you know, red-blue party division. It is really not serving our purpose. We need to get back to first principles and remember that what brought us together is this American idea. Can we reclaim our constitutional right and positional authority with we the people in charge of this government? Because Republicans, Democrats as a party function, no bueno. They've not served us well. They've got us deeper in debt. They've made stupid decisions. They've taken away our energy independence. They've stripped us of our natural resources, opened our borders, stolen our bank accounts, stolen money out of our bank accounts. I mean, Joe Biden wants to say inflation like as if it's some boogeyman. No, this is something that you created. Inflation, you know, I mean, it's one thing if inflation happens because, you know, there's some exterior occurrences, you know, that have come along and disrupted the program. But when you yourself, you know, got your hand in the cookie jar, the crumbs are all over the face, you're the guy. Okay, and this is at your doorstep, your policies, and this is why the Democrats themselves that are running for office are doing everything they can. Joe Biden is not invited to campaign with a lot of these candidates. I mean, they're out there trying to, you know, bring, okay, well, let's give us Obama. Obama will, you know, help a little bit. You know, Obama, he's never done well to campaign for anybody but himself. And then his rhetoric is worse again. I mean, he comes in and talks about all this, you know, political, you know, contestation and everything that's going on. Well, okay, what are you doing to turn the volume down? You're only exacerbating it only to agitate your base. So in hopes upon hope, you can do something to withstand the inevitable. But even with the votes that are coming in now, Bill, you know, you just wonder. Because, you know, what we're hearing is, yeah, Democrats are voting, but they're not voting like they used to. They're not voting Democrats. They're voting Republican. So you can look at the numbers and say, okay, yeah, they do what they normally do. They got a lot of votes there. But I'd be curious to see what's the differential this time around as to how many Democrats have decided to give Republicans a shot, because they know that the Democrats have stolen their money. They've emptied out the shelves. Gas is going. And here we are with diesel. We're counting the days for diesel and being depleted. People understand. No diesel? You think you got supply chain problems right now? Take diesel away. What's going to happen, Bill?
Wow. I wish I had a recording of that from start to finish, because you're absolutely right. What's going to happen if we don't have diesel? The country's going to shut down, basically. Diesel is how our products move from manufacturing and wholesale outlets to the retail outlets where consumers purchase them. We don't have diesel. We don't have a consumer economy, basically. Let's talk about inflation. Let's talk about crime. Let's talk about the disaster on the southern border. Three issues, all of which have spiked under Joe Biden, which Democrats are not talking about. I take that back. Actually, in about the last 10 days, about the last week and a half, Democrats finally figured out that their plan to talk about abortion wasn't working. There's an old axiom in campaign politics. The guy who wins the communications war is not the guy who has the better argument. It's the guy who controls what you're arguing about.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Voters don't want to talk about abortion. That's just
right.
That's way down on the list of priorities. When you go out and you do a poll and you ask voters what's the most important issue to you, you're finding either the economy or inflation. And when you say the economy, everybody's interpreting it as inflation, because that's an economic problem. And the reason inflation is a problem for the Democrats, aside from the fact that we've got the worst inflation in 40 years, is it is a constant advertisement. And you don't have to watch TV to see the advertisement.
Mm.
All you have to do is get in your car, leave your house, drive down the street, and you drive past gas stations with big signs out front that remind you how expensive gas is. Whether or not today is the day that you need to pull over and fill up is irrelevant, because you're driving past that gas station every time you leave your house. It's a constant advertisement. And that's going to be real trouble for the Democrats, real trouble indeed.
Well, and this is what they're finding out. I mean, they're out there, defenseless. But look, this is why this wave that has to happen, there has to be that spirit of America, Americanism behind it. You know, and this will be a grand opportunity for conservatives and, dare I say, the Republican Party to really unite us. And bring us together, because this is what the country is aching for. Because, you know, you look at Joe Biden, who was supposed to be the uniter in chief. He's had 2 years to unite us, and all he's done is create a bigger divide. He's not the one to do it. Maybe the Republicans can do it. Bill Pascoe, thank you, sir.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We were talking earlier, the obvious signs and controversies and considerations for voters are blatant. You don't have to do a deep dive. And when, you know, whether you're talking about crime, you're talking about inflation, you're talking national security, the border, immigration, certainly, according to an NBC polling, their latest polling, immigration ranked fourth for voter priorities. A record 2.37 million encounters at the southern border last fiscal year alone, and it looks like the invasion is not about to let up anytime soon, as the policies are clearer. I mean, we have an open border. It's not a closed border. Here to break it down for us is the Numbers USA Vice President, Chris Chmielewski. Chris, always good to have you with us. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
How significant is it that immigration is ranking fourth? I mean, you think, okay, of all the things that we could be dealing with, when you break it down and you look at the percentage of interest, it is a strong fourth driver in the minds of voters today, is it not?
Yeah, and when you combine that with what President Biden's approval rating is or disapproval rating is on how he handles immigration, and then, you know, the other types of follow-up questions, like which party do you trust more on this issue, Republicans or Democrats, it should be pretty troubling for Democrats. You know, you turn on television ads, and they seem to be talking about, especially on the Democratic side, connecting the Republican to Trump and January 6th and abortion and the Dobbs ruling and all these other issues. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, that's not what voters are basing their decisions on. They're basing them on inflation, the economy, and crime, and immigration. This puts it number four. We've seen it consistently in the top five, and usually right around four or five in most polls when they ask about priorities.
Yeah, the thing, and hopefully the voters are clearly understanding this. I mean, the Democrats should just get a straight F. I mean, there's no, you know, graded on the curve or anything like that, because they have opened up our borders to this invasion that's come into our country. And, of course, it's exacerbated the crime element, human trafficking, you know, fentanyl. I mean, you just go right on down the list. And this is all brought to you by the Democrats on top of what they've done in terms of stealing from the people. You talk about the redistribution and reallocation of wealth. And the thing is, they didn't go to Jeff Bezos to reallocate his wealth. They went to the middle class and took money right out of their bank accounts in order to pay all these political favors. That's what it's all about. We were talking about the other day with Grover Norquist, Chris, and I believe that the Democratic Party had some debts to pay off, because they lost when they lost with Hillary Clinton. They weren't expecting that loss, and all these these oligarchs, election level pullers who champion the cause for the Democrats because they make a lot of money with these backroom deals that they've got. They were promised a bankroll, you know, with Hillary Clinton. Well, when that didn't happen, there was a lot of pain in River City, and Joe Biden had to really come back in force and look at how many trillions of dollars he put us in debt. And it didn't solve the problem. It wasn't about building back better. It was paying off debts, paying off political debts with the people's money. And as a result, he gave us inflation. And inflation wasn't some existential effect. It wasn't some, you know, threat of war. It wasn't Putin. You know, pull back the curtain. You see Joe Biden, you know, the Mad Hatter, pulling the levers, stealing people's money to pay off these political debts. Because that's what the Democrats do. They use our money. And you can say, okay, well, Republicans do it. Maybe they do, but not to the level. Not at this level. Trillions of dollars. I mean, I remember in the days with Barack Obama, you know, when he had returned all the favors, it was estimated that for every dollar that his election bundlers, the ones that bundled his money, for every dollar that they raised for him, they got $28,000 per dollar. And where did that money come from? It came from, you know, the stimulus, right? Because we had this good crisis, and that opened up the vault. And so they went in there and they pulled out this money in the name of the stimulus. And very little went. The only people that got stimulated were these, the people that had political debts on Obama and the Democratic Party.
Right, right. And when you talk about political debts and payback, that's essentially what this open border surge policy is. That's allowing in all these people. You have massive inflation that has, in some sense, a good way. It's increased wages for Americans in the short term. It's going to have a detrimental effect, I believe, in the longer term. But it's raised wages, and now the employers can no longer afford to hire people, or they can, but they just don't want to, because it's going to hurt their bottom lines, and they need cheaper, low-wage workers. So where did they turn? They turned to the border. They got 2.4 million people who have been released after crossing the border illegally into the United States. 90% of them were paroled by the Biden administration, which means they got a work permit. So they're not even working illegally here in the United States. They're working legally, and they're taking these low-wage jobs to undercut American workers who want $15, $16, $17 an hour because gas has gone up by 33%.
Right. So for all this increase, this wage increase that they got, that got taken away because of inflation. Joe Biden, what the government giveth, the government taketh away, because he had political favors to do. Okay, so now you've got a potential labor force coming in that's will work under the table, and shame on business for hiring people to do this, because they have no idea what they're promoting here. They're just promoting more illegal immigration. Thank you very much. And then on top of that, the labor force that comes in is compromised because they're beholden to the cartels. They owe the cartels money. And so here they are, whether they have with their presence in this country, if they brought along, you know, fentanyl, if they were conduits for sex trafficking, any other debased, human element, immoral element that they could bring in. I'm not saying all of them, but you got to know that the cartel is making, I think what, last call you and I talked about, something like $13 billion last year. This has been a windfall profit for them. So these people can't swear allegiance to the United States of America because their allegiance is gone. It's already been expended. It belongs to the cartel. So they're going to do the bidding for the cartels, whatever it may be, here in America. And Joe Biden has brought this to this country. Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. They've put us at risk.
Yeah, and no end in sight. You turn on a lot of the news. Not necessarily mainstream news. You turn on other news sources, you know which ones I'm talking about, and you're seeing the huge caravans lined up at the border today, and they're all single adult males. There's no families, helpless moms with their kids trying to escape.
Running for their lives because they're oppressed and all that sort of thing in violation of international law, which says that their first stop should be a neighboring country. And the logic of that is very basic, Chris, as you and I talked about, because the neighboring country knows what's going on. They know if these people are just playing a game or if it's a real, you know, situation where it's life threatening. Right.
Right. Well, we heard the El Salvadorian president had a sit down interview with Tucker Carlson.
Right.
It was yesterday and came out and said, listen, we're doing this because there's no pressure on us to stop it.
Right.
The U.S. put pressure on us to stop these people from just leaving our countries or passing through our countries to make their way to the U.S.-Mexico border. Then, we would probably stop them. Well, guess who did that? Donald Trump did that. He cut third country agreements, safe third country agreements with El Salvador, Honduras, and Mexico, and also implemented the Remain in Mexico policy. So he stopped the flow by not only putting pressure on these countries, but also providing a little bit of incentive, because at the end of the day, they want something out of it. They're just trying to cut a deal. They're trying to help out their country, and they're like, the U.S. can help us out. We'll help stop the flow, but the Biden administration has done nothing, even though that was the job that Kamala Harris was tasked with doing. Was to go down and cut a deal with the Central American countries. And there's been nothing done in 18 months. The numbers increased last month from where they've been. September was the third highest month on record for Border Patrol apprehensions now under the Biden administration. It's only going to continue to get worse. We'll see if they learn their lesson next week, because it looks like Democrats are going to lose control of the House, and it's looking pretty likely that they're going to lose control of the Senate. We'll see if they learn their lesson.
They would deserve the outcome. They deserve it. Also, I thought it was interesting what the president of El Salvador had to say as well. He says he looks at parts of America and, you know, and he kind of here you make fun of us about being a third world country. And, you know, I mean, here's a third world country pointing a finger to America going, boy, you know, you're not really much different than us, you know. So if we're third world, what are you?
Live in Baltimore.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a great comment.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. So here it is. But the fact of the matter is Vice President, our Vice President Mayorkas, Secretary, Homeland Security, I mean, they tell you straight to your face. They lie to you and say, no, our border's not open. You know, it's all under control.
Yeah.
I mean, these numbers do not indicate a border that is secure and that is under control, does it, Chris? I mean, what am I missing here?
No, it doesn't. And not only that, but yes, they are walking across the border, quite border, quite literally. We have video of it.
And the press secretary with a straight face wants to, she wants to give you the Bill Clinton response of, well, it depends what the definition of is, right?
Right.
Unbelievable. Numbers USA Vice President Chris Chmielewski has been with us. Thank you, Chris. Take care.
Thanks as always.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.